It's just first game jitters. That's all. We're going to be okay. I'm going to convince myself eventually by saying enough, right?
It'll come true.
So how have you been? It's been quite a few months since we actually did a volleyball game.
It's been quite a few months. Yeah, no, been good, been busy and enjoying summer. And I'm very happy school has started again.
Both boys are back in school now?
Yes, love summer, but happy also to get back into the routine of things.
Okay, we're starting off. This is a conference match already, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
Our first one. There have been some, you know, tournaments or...
Non-conference.
Yeah, quadrangulars and things like that, triangulars that they've had to play to each other. West Salem seems like they're always talented. And
they've had a good system for quite a few years.
Yeah, they seem to be talented in everything here. Just looking at the Arcadia crowd, they've got Tatum Draskowski, who is a senior. I am sure there's coaches in this conference, whether it be basketball, volleyball, softball, whatever. I think she's in her sixth or seventh year.
Feels like it.
I think she started all the way through from her... the coach, you know, Luis, and I believe he said he had close to 70 boys out
there. Oh, wow.
Said, you know, success breeds success, and kids want to be a part of stuff that's success. Seems to be the case with the West Salem volleyball.
It is. They got look like they have good numbers, too.
I tell you what, we're going to take a break here, get some of the fine sponsors mentioned that are helping bring our volleyball here tonight, and then we'll be back to go over more details, maybe even some starting lineups in a little while. But we'll take a break at this time. Welcome back to Arcadia High School. Butch Halama along with Laura Watke. I think we got everything ready to go here. Laura's busy scratching down starters. The girls are warming up here. Our first volleyball match of the season. And the rest of the week, I can give you a little idea what we got going on. On Thursday night, we're going to be seeing these Arcadia Raiders again in volleyball as they head down to GET for a big rivalry there. On Friday night, we will resume, well, it'll be our first Friday night football game as we've had a couple of Thursday night games, thanks to the Packers, with preseason games on Friday. But we won't go into that because I could get in trouble, say something I shouldn't. But on Friday, I believe we have, yes, here we go. We have Aliva Strum at Whitehall in coverage of the Dareland Conference. That'll be a conference game for both of those schools. Dave Carlson will be helping me Thursday night, I believe, with the volleyball in Galesville. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then he definitely will be there Friday night for the football game in Whitehall. The following week, we're going to hit three sports in 1 week as we're going to have soccer on Tuesday, volleyball on Thursday, and football on Friday. And I'll get that information to you. I do have schedules here to know who they are. But, Laura, what are you looking for if you're a coach for either of these teams when kicking off your conference schedule?
You know, just making sure you're meshing as a team, you're working through any issues that you saw with the teamwork and any fundamentals and things during tournament time and those non-conference games to get some of those jitters out for the younger classmen, seeing some leadership from the upperclassmen and hoping that they've clicked enough pieces together to put together a 80% game.
Okay. By this point, you've played a lot of different sets in the tournaments and stuff. They're not matches such as this where it's, you know, best three out of five.
Correct.
Or most of them aren't anyway.
Yep.
So by this time, do you hope to have a little bit idea on who's going to mesh with who, or is that still going to be open for a few matches coming in now?
I wouldn't say anybody's probably set in stone, but I would assume they have a pretty good idea.
You're hoping they do. Or yeah, they're hoping they do.
It's easier if it's set in stone, but there's always those shifts that go on just with how people play together next to each other, how people communicate, who sets well, who's hitting well, like together as those mini teams within the team start formating.
Is it a big deal to bring underclassmen in, whether it's a freshman or maybe it's a sophomore or junior that had very little varsity experience last year? Is that a lot to do with your returning starters or seniors, that they need to have a leadership role? Or is that on both sides that they have to find how they work together?
They have to find how they work together. I mean, leadership is definitely part of that, to make those younger classmen feel part of the team, make sure that their confidence is there and they're able to perform. But it also is really independent. There's some underclassmen that click. They're like, yep, I'm on varsity, and this isn't any different than a C team game. It's a mentality thing. So I feel like it just depends on how the team shakes out.
You bet. Well, we're going to take another break here. We're going to play some ads and compliment these great sponsors, and we'll be back in a little bit with the starting lineups.
Something just froze. Oh, it's back.
Oh, I think we're back, Laura.
I was like, something froze.
Oh, no,
We're
it's
back.
just Butch didn't get back in time. I was finding out pronunciations and names, and believe it or not, I was right. It's Gelfie.
Oh, nice.
So we were finding out the pronunciation of a young lady from West Salem. And with that, I will let Laura do the starting lineups for both squads here tonight.
Okay, sounds good. We'll start with the home team. We have number one, Elsie Wozni. Number three, Lena Wozni. The libero, number five, Layla Blaschko. Number seven, Tatum Druskowski. Number eight, Kiva Sanchez Helgeson. Number nine, Megan Bruska. And number 10, Sophia
Jurassic.
Jurassic. There we go.
I happen to know that one.
And for the West Salem Panthers, we have number one, the libero, Amy Stefferud. Number four, Alexis Anderson. Number five, Kensley Skifton. Number six, Addie Oldenburg. Number eight, Emerson Hulse. Number nine, Riley Vick. And number 12, Kirsten Hubbard.
Okay,
You
we
got them
got,
circled.
I think so. You got to have a little patience tonight, folks. This is our first volleyball game. And although Laura really knows what she's doing, Butch isn't always quite so certain about what he's doing. But we're looking forward, a conference match for our first match here tonight. I believe West Salem won the JV match threes.
They did.
Okay, so we got that out of the way. I tell you what, we've got a few minutes before we're going to have the opening serve here. Let's take about 90-second break, three ads here, and then we'll be back and go over a few of the other matches going on in the area this evening. And welcome back to Arcadia High School here. Everybody, it's opening night. Everybody's got some troubles they're having here at Arcadia High School. Their PA system is not quite working. So Lynn is letting everybody know. Lynn Sontag here. She's doing a great job. I've known Lynn for many, many years. She's letting everybody know who the starters are. Okay. First conference meet.
Yep.
Is it really important to get off to a good start,
Yeah.
especially if you're Arcadia and you're the underdog?
Yeah, absolutely. It starts the momentum for the season. It always feels good to win that first game, and it gets everybody's confidence up. You feel better as a team. You feel better as a coach. Absolutely.
Well, we're about ready to go. The introductions are done. The officials are in place. The girls are gathering at their huddles here in the middle of the gyms on their respective sides. And we're all ready to go with the 2026 volleyball season. And
Yeah.
like you've always told me, it lasts very shortly. It's
I know.
really fast.
Blink and it's gone. Arcadia will serve to start the first match here. Have to get back in the system of
Yep.
writing down stats and
And
talking at the same time.
yeah, their libero number 19, Steffrud, who is only a freshman, came in for number five, Skifton, who is only a sophomore. I believe you
They
said
have a
what?
very young team. They have two seniors. Yeah.
Well, I see three, but only one starting.
Right.
Two
Yep.
starting and a
Two
couple of other
starters.
ones. But Arcadia is young too, as they start a couple of freshmen.
Yep.
And well,
If you got it, work
yeah. Well, if
it.
you know, at this late, you're in high school now, you start your best players.
You do. Yes. Number 10, Sophia Jurasik serves. Serve is out.
Adrenaline.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Number two, Lillianne Dickman is going in for Sophie. Number nine, Vic serves. Third was good. Arcadia keeping it in the back row. They get it over on three passes. They set it up to number six, Oldenburg. I didn't see how it ended, but it got a point out of it.
Yeah, I did.
So like get used to those names. I'll be looking down quite a bit.
And the timing is everything.
Number nine will serve again.
Ooh.
Touches the net. They try to get underneath it, but it's not enough. Point Panthers.
That's a tough one when it hits that ribbon on the top,
It
isn't it?
is. It's
Now, is
either.
that qualifying as an ace as they couldn't return it?
Yep.
I'm learning. I'm
You are.
learning.
You're doing good. Number nine serves again. This time, right back over the net to the Panthers. The libero brings it up to the front row. This time, they go outside, number 8, to Emerson Holz for the kill. Panthers jump up to a 4-0 start here in the first game match. We always serve is out by number 9, Vic. Number 2, Sophia Peterson, is going in for Vic.
And on the Arcadia side, I believe number 2 went back in. I didn't see who. Number 5 came out, I believe. Blaschko.
The libero, yep. Serve is good by Arcadia. They go outside back to number 8, Holst. Dug up by Joskowski. Passed out. Joskowski tips it over. Outside again for the Panthers to Holst, and she gets another kill. Number 4, Alexis Anderson, setting those up exactly where she wants them.
Yes. Number 5, Kensley Skifton came in, and number 6, Addie Ohlenberg came out for the West Salem Panthers.
Number 19, LaBelle, gets an ace on the serve for the Panthers.
At this point, and this is very early into the first set here of this match, but West Salem definitely has the momentum going their
they
way.
Do. Oh, they're more in system. The serve is good here for the Panthers. They go outside to Joskowski. Touched at the net by number 5, but not able to get dug up there on the Panther side. Skifton gets a touch there. Always nice to get that. Number 6 for the Pintock going in for number 9.
Ruska. Oh,
serve is an ace
for number 1.
For number 1, Elsie Wozni.
It hit the net, and somehow it crawled
it's
over.
Either your best friend or your worst enemy, and there's very little in between.
Not much gray area there, huh?
No. Wozni serves again. This time Anderson goes. Nice kill there. Anderson goes up to number 5.
That's Gifton.
Gifton. She gets the kill.
Okay, we got number 10.
Going in for 12.
Brooklyn Haverly Gelfie.
And 11 for 4.
And 11 is Ava Hendrickson for Anderson.
And number 10, Haverly Gelfie, is serving for the Panthers. They're up to a 7-3 lead here in the first set. That is good. Dug up by Wozni outside the Pintock. Blocked at the net there by Skifton. She goes to hit it, and it goes out of bounds. Point for the Raiders.
Number 10, Sophia Jurassic is in for number 2, Lillianne Dickman.
Back to serve is Joskowski. Serve is good. Panthers libero puts that up in the front row. They go backside to number 8, Skift. Number 8, Holst. Raiders try to get something out of it, but not enough to get over. We have Vic coming in for Peterson on the
Panther side,
and back to serve is Emerson Holz, number 8. Serve is good. They set from the back row. They go outside to number 10, Sophia Jurisic, and it is a kill.
That was tipped, right? Because it landed out of bounds, but it did hit somebody.
It did get touched. I didn't see who it was, but
okay, we've
libero
got
is in for number 8. Kiva Sanchez Helgeson, and back to serve is libero Layla Blaschko. Serve is Vegas rolling, just rolls. That was straight across, straight off the net, and sometimes it comes right at that shoulder to nose area, and you don't quite know what to
it's
do.
It's kind of like an outfielder. The easiest one is away from you. The hardest one is the one right at you.
It is. Blaschko serve again, and then they get it back tight to the net. They go back to number 5, Skifton, for the kill. She has quite the wingspan there. Libero out. Number 6, Oldenburg in the front row for the Panthers. Back to serve is Kinsley Skifton.
And Oldenburg has quite a wingspan herself.
She does. Third by
that's
Skifton
coming our
the
way.
Base.
The official directed it, deflected it into Lynn's face instead of ours. Thank you. Arcadia made a little bit of a run there and got it to 6-9 or 6-8. And now the Panthers with 2 points here.
Gifton lined up to serve again. Serve is good. They go outside. Touched at the net by number 6, Oldenburg. Falls inside. Point.
For Jurassic.
Jurassic.
Number five, that is
Pifton out, Libero in on the Panther side. Pintock out and
I think that's number
nine. Breska in. Yep, and she is serving. Breska's serve is deep.
12 is in for number 10 and 4 for 11 for the Panthers.
Back to serve will be number 4, Anderson, for the Panthers. They're up 11-8 in the first set.
And she is a sophomore.
Nice dig in the back row on that serve. They get it up to middle. Nice swing there by Wozni. Panthers send it back deep for the kill from number 12, Hubbard.
That didn't sound coming off of her hand, but she placed it where there was nobody.
It was well placed, yep.
Sometimes it doesn't have to be hit that hard if there's nobody there.
Play smart. Play smart, not hard. Number 4, Anderson will serve again for the Panthers. Serve is into the net.
And Arcadia will take the point.
They sure will. Got a little bit of a deficit. Nothing too bad here. 8-12. Jurizic is serving for the Raiders. Dig up by Libero out to the front row. They tip it over deep, and it's too deep. Timeout, Arcadia.
Well, let's take a break here. We'll take a 60-second break and be back after that.
Panthers, Vic served. Arcadia retrieved it. Panthers get it back up. Number 4, Anderson with the kill. Lots of touches on the West Salem side. They're getting a touch on a lot of the hits that Arcadia is putting their way.
Yep.
But they do have a lot of height.
They do.
Vic serving again for the Panthers. Arcadia digging it up. They go back right to Wozni. And they Libero tries to save it with a rescue arm there, but it falls to the floor. We have Vic coming out and Peterson going in for the Panthers.
And I believe Wozni
will
number
serve.
8 came in for for Arcadia. Helgeson,
okay.
Sanchez Helgeson.
Wozni back to serve.
Lena Wozni, because we do have two Wozni's.
We have some disciplinary actions going to the student section.
Thurston is going to go explain to the student section that. Cut that out.
It wasn't loud. It must have been sneaky.
Or it was directed at somebody.
That could be line judge keeping order on the court, and that is good. We don't need anyone feeling intimidated or whatever on the court.
I don't mean to be rude, but when I was in high school, we'd have all been kicked out under today's rules. Really.
Wozni serving for Arcadia. They're down 9-14 in the first set. Libero gets it up. They go outside the holes. Dug up by Wozni again. Setter Wozni gets it back over and the Panthers return.
Number eight got the
Panthers
kill.
Return with a kill for Holst.
And we have number 5, Tifton back in for Oldenburg. You know, they replaced one really tall girl with another really tall girl.
Sefford hits one into the net. You know, that's strategic. We have Pintock going in for Breska on the Raiders side. And Elsie Wozni serving for the Raiders. Serve is good. Right up to Anderson.
Boom.
Right into Skifton. And she goes into Droskowski, but it goes in the net. So good block attempt there. Rotation, we've got 10 for 12 for the Panthers and 11 for 4.
That seems to be a set rotation there.
It sure is.
And the West Salem team is rotating, 10, 11 girls they're rotating in?
Cool. Yep, 10. Back to serve is Brooklyn Haverly-Gelfie for the Panthers. They're up 16 to 10.
Just checking something out here. We're getting the whistle to go here now.
They're checking lineup quick there. Panthers are up 16-10. Serve is good. Serve is ace by 10. Right off the arms into the crowd.
I think the 7 might be the biggest lead of the night for the Panthers.
Maybe.
We now stand 17-10.
Serve is good. Wozni gets it up to Wozni. Joskowski tips it over. Libero gets that. They go right up to Skippy. And that was directly down and hit the 10-foot line. That's how high she got up and got under over that ball.
She did a great job with that kill. But the setter put it on a silver platter for her, too, about 2 feet above the net. And the timing was very good there.
It was high and tight set, and she ate it up. Serve is good. Wozni going outside to Pintock. She gets it over, dug up by the Panthers. This time they go back to number 11, Hendrickson, for the kill.
But again, it was a very good set
by
number 10. And number 10 is Brooklyn Haverly Gelfie.
Yep.
She set the last two. Her name might not be in there, but she gets assist for that?
Yes. Yep.
I don't think we keep track of that.
We do not, but they do. Nice serve by the setter there.
Oh.
Nice save by number two. It just fell to the floor. Sophia Peterson had a really nice attempt at a dig there. We have number 10, Jurassic, going in for two. Dickman for Arcadia. Draskowski serving. Serve is good. Stefu getting underneath that serve. Into the net by 8 or 10. Couldn't tell. But into the net for the Raiders. Panthers get the point. Vic in for Peterson on the Panther side. Back to serve is Holst. Panthers are up 20-11 here in the first set. Serve is good. Elsie Wozni goes back to Pintock. She goes line on a tip. Nice try, but they dig it up. And number 8 with a kill, Holst, cross court from one side to the other.
That was a long hit.
It was a long hit, and it was just in.
Yep. Oh, I think we got a rotation error on the Raiders.
Arcadia is out of rotation. Point for the Panthers.
And if you're Arcadia, you don't need that. You don't need to help them.
Nope. That never feels good. Holst back to serve again for the Panthers. Serve is 8. Ace, baby.
Holst has had a nice game here. Our first set
in
this match. She's served well. She's had a few kills.
On a nice run here. Serve is good. Elsie Wozni sets it up for number 10. She rolls it over. West Salem side throw attack by Holst for the kill.
And all of a sudden, we're at set point.
It is set point.
You know, it was 8-10, I think, at one time. And now it's 11-24.
It was, gets away from you quick. Serve is good. Number 10 rolls it over for the Raiders. Panthers go back over to 8, Holst again. Raiders digging it up. Hit by Jezurek. Nice block by the Pintock and Sanchez Helgeson duo to stop Skifton in her tracks. Nice block there.
They avoided the one match point, set
sure
point there.
That was an awesome
They've only
block.
Got quite a few more to go when you're at 24-12.
Anything is doable. Libero Blaschko serves for the Raiders. They go back to Skifton again.
Touched it.
3-10 touched it, but not enough. Hit the floor.
Well, we'll take a break here, and we'll be back with the exciting second set. We're back here in Arcadia. West Salem with a decisive 25-12 win in that first set.
Yep.
What do they have to do, Laura, to get back into this match in the second set?
With the Raiders?
Yes.
They need to make sure that they're transitioning back to their home. A lot of the times the hits that West Salem was giving, they weren't always crazy hard, but they were deep. And so they were coming up to cover and the Raiders were
not
back
returning
to their home.
When they should have.
Yep.
Okay.
So there was huge spots open in the back. You know, I think some passing would help with that too, but that's a hard team to get digs and serve receives against. So that's going to be a struggle for them just because West Salem is very strong at serving and hitting. So I think a little better passing to help get that system set up and making sure they're transitioning back to where they're supposed to be.
Okay. The libero, number 19, Amy Steffrud. Steffarud is getting ready to check in. She'll be coming in again for number five. Kensley skipped in. And who serves here? It'll be a
yep, G,
the Panthers.
P, yep, well, oh, GT.
That's Thursday. That's not
orange.
Thursday.
That's orange. Well, Salem is serving. Third is good. Arcadia sets it up to number 10.
Jurassic pounds it, but into the net.
They messed me up. They kept their sides. I'm not used to that. I'm used to always switching.
Yep.
Served by the Panthers is good. Wozni goes outside to number 10 again. Excuse me. Number 8, Holst with a hammer on it.
No, that was 6.
6, sorry. 6. Oldenburg.
Oldenburg. They've got a number of them in that front line that can put it away, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Ooh, into the net. I was just going to say, we haven't had many missed serves by either side. Good thing I didn't say it because... Because
then it was.
Then it was.
Jurassic serving again. Serve is good. Oh, really tight to the net. Number 4, Anderson, supposed to get out of the net, but it's not enough.
You know, she was there, but that isn't your first impulse. You're not expecting to play it off the net.
It also didn't have enough momentum to come out of the net very well.
You're right.
Serve by Jurassic is out of bounds.
I thought that might have been an ace from where I was sitting, but the line judge had a much, much better view of it.
Dickman in for Jurassic. Number 9, Riley Vick serving for the Panthers. They're up 5-2 in the second set. Serve is good. Almost an ace, but they did get 2 touches out of that. Such statisticians.
Yeah, well, one of us is. I'm just happy if I think I know what I'm doing.
Vick serve hits the tape and falls. We'll have Peterson come in for Vick.
Play that back roll.
Oh. And into the net for Wozni.
I talked about it. Now we've had on multiple services right into the net.
What happens? Serve by Steffarud is good. It is retrieved by the Raiders. I was looking at my sheet. Did she get 1 or 2 out
just
of it?
Just 1. She just hit one. It and went out of bounds.
Out of bounds. Then it is an ace.
Okay.
Serve is good again. Over on 2 for the Raiders, and it's hit by Hubbard. Retrieved by the Raiders. Hubbard up for a block, but it falls on the Panther side.
Joskowski with a big hit there.
Pintock in for Vick. Nope. In for Breska. Wrong side of the net. Served by the Raiders is good. They go outside to number 8, Holst. Nice block attempt there again by that duo, that Pintock and Sanchez-Helgeson duo. We have 10 for 12 and 11 for 4 on the Panther side. We've got Brooklyn, Haverly, Gelfi serving again for the Panthers. They're up 7-4. Serve is good. Dug up by Joskowski. They set it right back to Joskowski. She goes over the block with a tip, and it falls. Good play. Play smart.
It was a hot potato there.
It was a little hot potato.
About 5 different girls touched it, but none of them could really get a hold of it and get it back over.
Yep. Jurassic in for Dickman, and Joskowski serving for the Raiders. Serve is good. They go back row to number 8, Holst, and it stopped at the net.
I believe number 10, Jurassic, got that block.
Number 10, Jurassic got a block on that.
Is that a block kill?
Mm-hmm. Served by Joskowski. Panthers libero digs it up. Nice, beautiful set there by Haverly Gelfi. To number 5, Skifton for the kill.
Okay, we've got 9 back in for 2. That would be Vic or Peterson on the Panther side.
And Holst serving for the Panthers. Up 2 points here in the second set. Serve is good. Wozni gets it. Wozni goes outside to 10. Nice dig in the back row by Holtz for the Panthers. Truskowski with the save. Wozni goes outside again to 10. She tips it to the Panthers. Libero decides to set and roll over the net back to the Raiders. Raiders set something up, and it's out of bounds there by Sanchez Helgeson. Nice volley, though.
That might be our best volley of the
probably
night.
The best volley. It's the most I had to talk in a row. Just warming me up.
There you go.
You're warming me up. Holst back to serve for the Panthers. On the line. Very close. Nice ace there for Holst.
She's having a nice night all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
She's had a few kills. She's done a great job serving.
A couple aces. One or two. Holst serving. Deep. Wozni sets it in the back row. They go up. Bintock passes it over deep, out of bounds.
Too deep.
Good idea, though. That's a good spot.
And we have a timeout here. We'll take a 60-second break and be back with the rest of this exciting second set. Welcome back to the gymnasium here in Arcadia. While we were gone, they started a little early on us, but Arcadia did get a point there to cut the lead to 4, West Salem 11, and the Arcadia Raiders 7, and they're serving.
They are. Raiders are serving. Blaschko over the net, serve, receive, up, nice.
Ooh.
Nice attempt there by number 5, Skifton. It looked like it looked like it was going to go over, and it was just hit the net.
I think that one went off the side of her handle, but I don't think she hit that one as square as she would like to have.
Serve is out of bounds by Blaschko. Libero is out. Oldenburg is in. Back to serve for the Panthers is Skifton. Gifton serve is good. Blaschko setting it up. They go outside to Sophia Jurassic, and it's into the net.
It was a 2-point lead just a couple seconds ago, and now all of a sudden it's 5.
Momentum doesn't take much to sway here. Serve is good by the Panthers. Blaschko gets over the net, and it is
Oldenburg.
Hammered back by Oldenburg there.
There was some authority on that hit.
Those are so fun. When it comes over,
eyes
nobody
just lit
else
up when
touches
she said
the
that
ball.
To me, folks.
You just get to hit it as hard as you can. It's so fun. Skifton serves again for the Panthers. Dug up by Blaschko there on the serve receive. They pass it over on 3 back to the Panthers. Setter goes back to Hendrickson, but it's out of bounds. Libero back in. Skifton out. Pintock out. And Breska back in. Breska will serve for the Raiders. They're down 9-14 here in the second set. They could use a little run here to stay in the game and keep their cool and get back to the system. Serve is good. Setter goes outside. Outside to number 9, Vic. She goes cross court and it rolls off the arms for the kill.
We got the 12 for 10 and the 4 for 11.
Swaparuski
again. Yep. And this is tough. It was, it was 2.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's up to 6. And this is where it can get away from you really quick, or you can come back and make a match or a set out of this match.
Yeah. Anderson serve is good. Libero gets
one where they played it off the net night.
They did. Nice dig by Blaschko for a nice hit there, too. And she's like, well, you got it the first time. Let me play again. Oldenburg with 2 really nice hits. The libero for the Raiders dug one up. Second one they couldn't get. Anderson back to serve for the Panthers. Serve is good. They go up to Wozni. She goes outside. Blocked.
That was
Duffed
Oldenburg.
By Oldenburg.
We have another timeout. We'll take a 60-second break here and be back with the action. Well, the Panthers were out of rotation on that serve, so Arcadia picks up not only the point, but the serve.
They sure do. And then she sends it right back by hitting it in the net. Unfortunately, Jurassic hits it into the net. Number 2, Dickman in for her and on the Raider side. And we have Holst in for Miller on the Panther side. Back to serve is Vic. Serve is ace.
know, that's a tough one because she's been hitting them, or they generally, as a team, the Panthers have been hitting them deep. So they took a little bit of a step back, and that one she dropped right in front of them.
That one was short, too. Too short, into the neck.
There you go.
But the purpose, I could tell from how she served, it was going to be short. Peterson in for Vic on the Panthers side. And I didn't see the flipperoo on the Raiders side, but Lena Wozni serves to the Panthers. They get it up. They come back. Oh, by Oldenburg. Raiders dig it up. They go to Droskowski into the net.
That one wasn't quite there, was it? They set it up for her, but she had to reach just a little back.
Yep, she did. It was a little rush set up there.
On the other side, the Panther setters seem to be putting them right where your strikers want them.
Yep. Stefarud serves for the Panthers. The Raiders dig it up, get it over, but then it is stopped at the net by number 5, Skifton, with a tip. What was it? Tip? She kind of tipped it. I don't know. It wasn't a block.
No, I don't think it was a block. No, I'd give her a kill, but not a block.
But it wasn't a kill. It wasn't an attack.
Why is it a kill?
It was a tip at anything. She didn't make an approach. Serve is good. And
that
the Raiders,
was a kill.
Yes.
For Sanchez Helgeson.
The Raiders got a kill off there.
And number 9, Breska takes a seat and Pintuck comes in.
Elsie Wozni back to serve for the Raiders. Serve is good. Anderson going outside.
Oh, that was a nice job.
Holst tips it. Droskowski tips it back over to the Panthers. Libero tips it back to Holst again. Droskowski with the attack. Touched at the top, but it's a kill for Droskowski.
And the one thing Coach Larrabee has to be confident about or happy with so far tonight is her Raiders are playing hard.
They are playing
hard.
They
might be a
touch-out
class here tonight, but they're not letting it bother them. They're,
there we go. She attempted to tip it deep, and it was out of bounds.
But they've been creeping in.
They have.
You said that, but that was just a little too hard.
It was a little too hard, but they had a tip and a tip, two in a row there, in a scatter moment. Out of bounds served by the Raiders.
They get that point, and they get that break, and they seem to give it back really quick.
The momentum hasn't stayed on their side, which is hard.
22-14 here in the second set. The West Salem Panthers up 1-0.
Number 10, Haverly Gelfie back to serve for the Panthers. Serve is good. Little miscommunication there on the serve receipt.
Oh.
Pintock takes into an attack, but it is in the net. ...23-14 here in the second set. Number 10, Panthers serving again. Serve is good. A little better setup this time. They go back out to Pintock. Roll to the back row. Couple attempts to get it up. They tip it over back to the Raiders. Wozni goes back to Pintock. This time it's a kill.
That was one the Raiders needed here.
They did. They needed a little bit of encouragement there. Dickman out. And ace there. Sorry, I missed it. I was looking at my sheet. Ace by Droskowski.
That's coming to you, Laura.
Ace again. Nice ace there. Droskowski says, I'm not giving up this early. No.
You get another ace or two, you're down
momentum.
By six. Six isn't big. The problem is West Salem's sitting at 23.
It's a hard place, yeah. It's doable. Serve is out.
That's
hard.
Now we're at set point, and I believe they're bringing
Vic in to serve, I believe.
I think so.
Holst. No, Holst is back to serve.
And Holst has been serving good, too, so.
She has been. Full serve is good. Wozni digging it up. Up to Wozni. They go outside, blocked at the net by Skifton.
Oh.
And the Raiders try to get it over on 3, but it falls short.
And they fall short here in the second set, 25-17. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the third set here in just a few minutes. And welcome back to Arcadia High School as we get ready for this third set here this evening. The West Salem Panthers are up 2 sets. 0.
They are. Arcadia
Serving, though. Let's hope this helps them out and at least salvage a set out of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Elsie Wozni, a freshman, will start the set off. Serve is good. They go outside to
Oldenburg
into the net. Retrieved. Oh, they push it back outside to Vic for the kill.
And now Vic gets to take a seat.
Number seven, Mara McNaughton comes in.
Is this her first
time? It is, yep.
McNaughton, the senior.
Panthers will serve. Out of rotation for Arcadia.
That's got to not be happy for coaches.
No, it's got to be a little bit frustrating. A lot going on.
If you could have seen the frustration in her look as she said that.
Serve is out of bounds for the Panthers. We have Jurassic in.
And who? Somebody's got to come out. Pintock comes out.
Served by the Raiders is good. They go outside to Holst for the kill.
She has continually hit it hard from that left side there, hasn't she?
She has. We have Oldenburg out and Skifton in.
They don't lose any size there. They may actually gain a little bit.
Yeah, I do think an inch, which is a lot. I bet she's 5'11". Serve is good by the Panthers. Arcadia sets it up to number 10, Jurassic.
Oh,
and the Panthers fight to the nail to get that one, but it hits the net.
She hit it back over her head, but like you said, it found the net.
Yep. Good effort.
Very good
hit
effort
by Arcadia, too. Back to serve for the Raiders is Elena Wozni. They are down 2-3 in the third set. Serve is ace for Wozni. Little hip bumping to get to that ball on the Panthers' side.
Two of them kind of both thought they had it.
They both thought they had it.
And neither did.
Wozni serves again. This time they have control of that serve receive. They set it up. They go outside to Holst for the kill.
When they set it to her, she knows what to do with it.
Harvey Gelfi going in for Hubbard. And Hendrickson going in for Anderson. Serve is good. Wozni with the serve receive. They set it up to Drozdowski for the kill. And we have Sanchez Helgeson out and Dickman in. Dickman will serve. They are tied up here in the third set.
Yes, they are tied.
Serve is deep but good. Libero gets it up front. They set up Skifton this time, and it is a kill.
She knew what to do with it.
She does. Vic in for McNaughton. Holst back to serve for the Panthers. They're up 1 point, 5-4 in the third set. Serve is good over the net on one and slapped back in their face by Vic. Again, my favorite. That or a block kill, I'm torn.
The Panthers take advantage of opportunities tonight. They have.
They do.
When they have that opportunity to put the ball away, they have done it many more times than not.
Yes. Well, serve is good. Wozni to Wozni. Up to Drozdowski. A dig by Holst in the back row. They set up.
Nice dig
by the libero on the Raiders side.
Oh.
And someone was in the nets on that one.
Well, they're calling it out, Drozdowski.
He's like, no way, Jose.
It went into the net either way. So, I mean.
Yeah, it did. Holst back to serve again for the Panthers. Into the net.
Okay, here's your opportunity. It was 4-4.
Yeah.
Panthers scored 3 in a row here. But now the Raiders come back with that missed serve by the Panthers to make it 7-5.
Pintock in for Blaschko. Nice serve by the Raiders. They go back. Woo! They go back to Skifton for the kill.
Now they add more size to that front row there with Oldenburg coming in for the libero. They gained about what, 6 8 inches
a lot,
there?
Yeah, that's quite a switch from libero to middle front. Skifton serve as an ace. Quiet, getting quiet.
Wait, yeah.
The Panthers are up 9-5 here in the third set. Skifting to serve. Serve is good. Into the net. And falls on the Raiders side.
Well, let's see. Sanchez Helgeson is in for
Dickman
on the Raiders side.
Skifton will serve again for the Panthers. Serve is good. Drazdowski tried to save it. There was a two quick passes there, and it was almost in the net. Drazdowski tried to save it, but it hit the tape.
I think there was as much self-defense as there were passes.
The first two, for sure. Skifton serves again, deep this time. Drazdowski passes it outside to Pintop. Nice dig by Holst. They pass it back over the Raiders. To Drazdowski. Nice save there by the Raiders and a roll. Pintock digs. Back to Pintock. Nice hit, but blocked by Oldenburg and Hendrickson.
I didn't say they were in the net. And I believe they gave the point to the Raiders.
All right.
Well, you had two very tall girls right at the net there.
Yes. I didn't see the serve, but it went over.
Drazdowski.
Okay.
And that one's out.
Hit by Vic is out of bounds. Raiders have 7. Panthers have 11.
Maybe this is what they needed to come back here.
Get angry. Drazdowski's serve is good. Short, quick set to
Oldenburg.
Hit by Pintock. Stopped at the net. Hit again by Pintock. And Oldenburg is in the net. So the point goes to
Arcadia.
I
believe that's 3 straight for the Raiders in the point column.
Serve is good. They go back out here to Hendrickson. Dug up by the Raiders. Wozni sets it over on a pass. This time they set outside. Ooh, she was almost in the net too.
Vic.
Yeah, Vic was almost in the net. Dug up there on the other side by Sanchez Helgeson, but it hits the net.
12 for 10 and 4 for 11. We've seen that before tonight.
We sure have.
And where we're sitting right here in the almost at midcourt, the
we get front row of their
numbers.
Stubs
are right in front of us for the Panthers.
Anderson serve is good. Raiders getting it over on 3 passes. It hits the ceiling on that third pass. Point Panthers. Timeout Arcadia.
Okay, we'll take a 60-second timeout and be back with this exciting third set. We're back in Arcadia.
Panthers get that first set serve there. And that time we had a hit over there by Wozni for a kill for Arcadia.
Now, wait a minute. I know it's not 14-1.
Nope. There's a little, she's typing in right now. Okay. Raiders are 9. Panthers are at 14. Third set. Arcadia is serving it, and it's out of bounds.
Panthers seem to be better at getting back.
Yep.
And covering that. And they get a good look at it. They can tell whether to go after it or not.
Yes.
You spoke earlier about the Raiders creeping up a little bit after they make a play. They don't retreat.
Yep. That transition. Serve by McNaughton is good. Arcadia not able to get that one back over to play. McNaughton will serve again. Serve is good. Serve received by Drazdowski. Wozni sets it up middle. Nice attack there by Wozni. Dug up by the Panthers. And Holst tries to tip it. It did. Yeah, I don't think it hit anyone's hand. I think it hit the tape there.
I think you're right. Oh, my gosh. We're starting to agree.
Oh, my gosh.
Pintock takes a seat and Jurassic in for her.
Blaschko serving for the Raiders.
Good serve.
Nice serve received there by Holst. They set outside here to
Oldenburg,
but it's out of bounds.
back in this now, 16-11. They scored the last three.
Blashville serving again. Serve is deep.
Boy, I sure jinxed that, didn't I?
Now, just you be quiet now. We have Skipton in and Oldenburg out. Deferud serving for the Panthers. Serve is in the net.
That one really dropped. I thought it was going to be right over there, and it didn't make it.
She must have had a nice little spin on that. Lena Wozny serving for the Raiders. Serve is good. Up at the net, Draskowski with a...
I think they're going to get Skifton underneath
Skifton
and under
the net. A nice, what I was going to say was a nice, like, quick tip right back over the net there by Draskowski. Catch them off their, off their feet, off their toes. Off guard for sure. Serve is good by the Raiders. The Panthers go outside, set up to Holst.
Oh.
Off.
Draskowski hasn't had a lot of opportunities at the net tonight. No, she
hasn't.
That one was a tough one.
That's a hard dynamic. You have a freshman setter who's still learning. There's still some of those things, learning each hitter, learning where they want it, getting into the cadence of just playing. That might take a little longer than any preseason games are going to be. Serve is good by the Panthers. They go Raiders set up number 10, Jureski, and it is out of bounds.
And all of a sudden, we're at 19 for the Panthers, 13 for the Raiders.
Haverly Gelfie back to serve for the Panthers. Serve is good. Blashko gets it serve received. Draskowski with a kill.
Now, there is where the set was good, wasn't it? It was right where Draskowski wanted it.
Quick. It was quick and low. That's where that quick and low one goes.
Yep.
She's got to be ready. That's well communicated there. Blashko out and Pintock in. Sanchez Helgeson back to serve for the Raiders. Down 14-19 into the net. Bummer.
That's the one that hurts. Vic will be coming in for McNaughton.
Twitcheruski back out. Going Pintock back to serve is Holst. Serve is good. And the Raiders get it set up to Jurassic, but it's out of bounds.
Have another sub, I believe.
Jada Miller is coming in for Vic.
Number 3, a senior. Is that her first action here tonight?
It is. Full serve is good. Nicely dug up by Blashko.
Oh.
There again, that's where Tatum wants that, but this time they had
Skifton
right there to block it. So
she blocked it with both hands. That's a block kill, right?
Yep. Serve is good. Ooh, no one there on that second hit. Nice. It was a nice serve receive.
Yeah, I thought so. It got in the air comfortably, but nobody...
something was off on that one.
I got it. You take it 4-1.
I don't even think anyone said anything. Full serves. Wozny gets it to Wozny. Hit by Draskowski for the kill. That I'm used to saying. I hadn't said that very much
yet. No, we haven't said it a lot tonight. 23-15 here.
Must have switched something up, though, because that...
She had a few more opportunities in this set.
And they're not the outside or the high ones. They're the quick, tight, middle ones. Serve is good by the Raiders. Panthers go back to Skifton for the kill.
And we are at match point here now, right? I believe that was the 24th.
We'll see if the scoreboard changes.
There we go.
There we go. Skifton back to serve for the Panthers. Serve is good. Wozny to Wozny. Outside to Pintock. Blocked by Oldenburg.
And that's it. The West Salem Panthers take a decisive 3-0 win here in this match. We will take a break and be back with some of the statistics. Welcome back to Arcadia High School. West Salem Panthers come out on top here. 3-0 in the sets. In this Clover Belt conference about girls volleyball game, Laura Watke here along with Butch Halama. We got our first one under the belt here tonight. We'll be back again Thursday night with more girls volleyball, Cooley Conference style, as these Arcadia Raiders will travel just next door to GET to face them on Thursday night. Friday night, we're back into high school football. Dave Carlson will be helping me both Thursday night with the volleyball and then coming back Friday night as Yaliva Strum travels to Whitehall for a Dearland conference action. Are you ready to go, young lady?
I sure
am. We're going to turn it over to Laura Watke at this time with some of the statistics from tonight's match.
Which are going to be not so great.
They're unofficial.
They're very unofficial.
Mine always are.
I flip-flopped the team.
Oh, that second set. They
in the second set, and I'm hoping. We'll see. Anyway, it's unofficial.
This is what we have.
We're going to start with Arcadia. Number one, Elsie Wozni had one ace. Number three, Lena Wozni had one ace and one kill. Number five, Layla Blaschko had an ace. Number six, Tegan Pintock had a kill. Number seven, Tatum Dreskowski had three kills and two aces. Number eight, Kiva Sanchez Helgeson had one block kill, one ace, and one kill. Number 10, Sophia Jurecic had one kill and one block kill. For the West Salem Panthers, number four, Alexis Anderson had one kill. Number five, Kinsley Skifton had eight kills and two aces. Number six, Addie Oldenburg had four kills and two block kills. Number eight, Emerson Holst had seven kills and one ace. Number nine, Riley Vick had three kills. Number 10, Brooklyn Haverly-Gelfi had an ace. Number 11, Ava Hendrickson had a kill. Number 12, Kirsten Hubbard had a kill. And number 19, this is where I feel like I'm off a little bit, had two aces and one kill.
Okay, that's going to wrap up the statistics. We're going to take a short break here, and we'll be back with the Napa Parts and Performance Plus Player of the Game. And welcome back to the Arcadia High School here. We've had a chance to talk this over a little bit. Of course, I kind of give Laura the opportunity here because she knows more than I do, but it's time for our Napa Performance Plus Player of the Game, and that's brought to you each high school sporting event by Seth and Mike Benedict and their Napa stores with locations in Independence and Blair. They carry auto parts, they have commercial parts, they have agricultural parts, and they have that great Auto Center 2.0 in Blair. A little bit of a discussion here tonight on the Player of the Game. A
little bit. The West Salem Panthers had a lot of power.
Yeah.
A lot of skill, even though it's a relatively young team. You can tell they are probably playing year round, and they have a lot of things going on there. But they are a pretty strong team. They'll be interesting to see the rest of the season. This tonight's player of the game, we are going with number five, Kinsley Skifton. She had eight kills and two aces. She was a strong player out there, strong everything.
It seemed like if and when Arcadia got a few of the breaks going their way, they said it to her, and she knew what to do with the ball. And like you said, only a sophomore. You can kind of – the coach has got to wonder what she's going to be like to have her for two full years and almost a third year yet as she's only a sophomore. But thank you, Laura. I appreciate you kicking off the 2026 volleyball season here on WHDL. Thanks to Buck Davey. He was helping us back at the studio here tonight. I want to give him a shout-out. But that's going to wrap it up for tonight, and we will see you Thursday night from GET High School as the same Arcadia Raiders travel down there for an exciting girls volleyball game. Once again, that wraps it up. West Salem with a 3-0 set win here tonight, but now we'll get back into music.
We hope you enjoyed tonight's match between West Salem and Arcadia. Our match was brought to you by Arcadia Credit Union, Arcadia Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Hoverson Lumber, Santa Fe Restaurante Mexicano, Midwest Natural Gas, Tricor Insurance, Bagneski Heating and Air Conditioning, Riverland Energy, Co-op Credit Union, Gross Motors, Triple County Council of the American Legion, Dairyland Labs, Hometown Vet Clinic, Simmons Roofing, Tri-City Sanitation, Wozniak-Killian Funeral Home, Wamini State Bank, Just Like Home Cafe, Osseo Automotive, Howard's Hardware Hank, Tri-County Communications, Pank Chiropractic Relief and Wellness Center, AMPI, Central Builder Supply, Rural Credit Union, Whitehall Electric Utility, Amplify Health by Gunderson, Hay Contractors, Blair Online Auctions, Randy's Neighborhood Markets, or Newer Ingredients, Napa Parts of Performance of Blair and Independence. This has been a presentation of WHDL Sports. Join us Thursday night for more girls high school volleyball action as Arcadia takes on Gale Electric Triplo here in your home for high school sports. Now back in the greatest sets of Wisconsin's heartland on 102.3 WHDL.